Let's resume at another passage of Scripture in Isaiah 19:18. In that day shall five cities in the land of Egypt speak the language of Canaan and swear to the Lord of hosts. One shall be called the city of destruction. In that day shall there be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to the Lord. It's conjectured that there is a pillar down by the Red Sea from the crossing of Eilat, just a little south of Eilat, over to Aqaba. And this pillar was set by Solomon to commemorate the crossing of the Hebrews to the land on the other side, the Israeli side, to the Jordanian side, to the wilderness of Sinai. Is that the same pillar at the border? Verse 20, and it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry unto the Lord because of their oppressors, and he shall send them a Savior and a great one, and he shall deliver them. In that day the Lord shall be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day, and shall do sacrifice and oblation. Yea, they shall take a vow to the Lord and perform it. Wow, won't that be wonderful? The one new man, when they'll have a DNA change because they'll be born again and become a new creation in Jesus Christ. 22, and the Lord shall smite Egypt, he shall smite it and heal it, and they shall return even to the Lord. And he shall be entreated of them and shall heal them. In that day there shall be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria. This is also known as the King's Highway. In that day, see, in the King, the Lord, Adonai, the Mighty One of Israel, the Holy One. Now, one translation, I believe it's Stern, says Adonai, but the scriptures from South Africa, I wanted to see what the actual Hebrew word for God they use there, and it's the tetragram on Yahweh, Hodveh, Yahweh. And it's, in that day, there shall be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, says from Mitzrayim to Ashur, and from Ashur shall come into Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim into Ashur, and Mitzrayim shall serve with Assur. Or there would be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrians shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians shall serve with the Assyrians. In that day, Israel shall be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, even a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Hodveh, or shall bless, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, mine inheritance. That is the King's Highway. Yahweh Hodveh, the Lord of hosts, the Lord Adonai, he's the one that will call them to him, and they shall turn to him and serve him. And he shall hear them in that day. Let's look at this highway in another scripture. Now, the Lord Yeshua said, I am the way. So he's the way to God. No man comes to the Father except for by Jesus. He's the blood over the door. He's the doorway to the heavenly path, the journey into or transition into the heavenly pattern that was set up in the tabernacle of Moses. He is the truth. There's no way. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of holiness. He's the Holy Spirit. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the God of life. There is no other God of life. He's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. He is alive forevermore. He was raised from the dead. And he brings life to all those who get to believe on him. He gave them the right to become the children of God, the children of light. Isaiah 35:1, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord, and the excellency of our God strengthen you, the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Fear not. The church, of the body of Christ in Syria, in the Kurdistan, in Iraq, fear not. In Turkey, fear not. Be strong. Your God will come with vengeance, with recompense. He will come and save you. Verse 5, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and his ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a harp, and the hart, that's a deer, a small deer, I believe, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall the waters break out. How did we start? And streams in the desert. What was that? We're going to go into that verse of spring up a well. Spring up. What did it say? This is the song they sang. Spring up, O well. Sing unto it. The princes digged the well, and the nobles of the people digged it by the direction of the lawgiver. Under the government of God, you have to have law. You have to rule some regulations for definition to have a government. Or you're lawless. There is nothing. It's anarchy. Government is not anarchy. The lawgiver with her staves, and from the wilderness, spring up, O well. The Lord will come for you. The Lord will comfort you. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water, and the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err then. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereof. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Therefore, the highway of holiness, the highway by the staves of the lawgiver, the highway leads to his way, the ways of the Lord of holiness and righteousness. And these highways are the highways to heaven. God bless you. I'm going to continue this with the breaker. It's about the breaker anointing to make the way for the King of Glory.